I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I want a bisexual chair for bisexual sitting. This is the one that was like making the rounds where it's got...
Oh, that is fucked up. I'm talking about like the really cool office chair.
I know, but this one, I know which one you were talking about, but this one is like a wooden folding chair and it's got like one chunk that's lower and it's got two, see, it's for sitting bisexual.
I think my ass would fall through the chunk. No. Oh, that one I could probably do.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like a two-step stair, but it's a chair.
Yeah.
Big chair.
Yeah, exactly. Bisexual sitting.
You should probably save those and post them to our page, our Facebook page, so people can see what we're talking about.
Bisexual chairs.
I told my doctor that today. But yeah, I'm having knee pain, but I think it's just from sitting bisexual.
Did your doctor know what that meant?
She died laughing.
I make fun of Shannon for sitting bisexually. Gay culture is sitting like this whenever you're in a chair for absolutely no reason. They say it's gay culture, but it's really bi culture.
I do it on couches, and when I want to relax, I sit weird. I cannot sit like this in my office chair at work.
Nobody's telling you to.
If I had a giant comfy chair at work, I probably would.
Yeah. If I shop for bisexual chair, what do I get? Oh, man.
Don't think you can Google bisexual chair and get positive results that don't include some sort of S&M bondage shit.
But I want a bisexual chair. Hi, Shannon.
Hey, Maggie.
What's up?
It's Punchki Day. I'm sorry. It's Fat Tuesday.
Day.
It's King Cake Day.
Yeah.
Anything but a Punchki.
Happy Mardi Gras. So, yeah, we had Punchki. I'm going to totally finish your kid's Punchki. I mean, nothing would be more tragic than letting that stay out and go stale. Like, what a fucking tragedy.
I need to eat mine.
Yeah, you can have it after we record. It'll be good. It'll be yummy. I had a custard one, and it didn't have a lot of filling in it. And I was like...
The worst.
I was like, I really hope this means that Shannon's has a lot in it, because that would be good for you.
We will see.
What's been going on with you, Shannon?
Not much.
Any recommendations? I almost said requests. Any requests? Any recommendations? What have you been watching lately?
Like $1 million, please.
Not from the people. Not requests. Recommend.
At Shannon's party on Venmo. That totally worked, by the way. Put my Venmo on my Facebook. I got $50 from friends. To go drink with in New Orleans.
That's nice.
It was very nice. I owe them all postcards now.
Yes. No, I'm asking if you have any media recs listening to, watching.
No, I just watch the same shit over and over because it makes me happy. I need to break into my dad's cable account so I can watch Schitt's Creek new season.
I mean, it will come to Netflix eventually. Why don't you watch something else?
I'm rewatching all of Schitt's Creek for like the fourth time. I'll be done soon again. And I know.
I'm shaking my head at Shannon. I'm judging. There's so much.
I need short and funny. Short and funny at night.
There's so much great content out there.
I know. It's overwhelming.
It's so overwhelming that you don't even try anything.
I'm acting just like a boomer. I just want to be comfortable in the things I know.
Yeah. Ooh, speaking of which, somebody was replying to something in the Good Place subreddit yesterday, and somebody responded, "Po Buddy's nerfed," right? And then somebody else responded, "Are you having a stroke?" Right? And it got really downvoted.
The "Are you having a stroke" comment got downvoted? I can see that.
because in the Good Place subreddit, we tend to like be really nice and not make those kinds of jokes. Well, that's from The Office. Pam says, Pobuddy's nerfect. And then Dwight goes, are you having a stroke, Pam? It's nobody's perfect. But nobody recognized that he was quoting The Office.
The Office, which is also from the creator of The Good Place.
Yep, he used that joke more than once. But like people didn't realize, because you were in a Good Place subreddit. We didn't realize that you were quoting The Office. Aww. You just sounded like a dick.
Aww.
I know. It was sad.
That is sad. But funny.
Yeah.
But sad.
Right. Funny and sad.
It was on point. But sad. Maybe he should have said, are you having a stroke, Pam?
Yeah. If he had, I actually would have remembered like, what it was from. But
And that would have been even more hilarious because you're in a Good Place subreddit, you know Eleanor had it. So if he should have said, comma, Pam or comma, Eleanor.
Yeah.
Are you having a stroke, Eleanor? It would have been a direct playoff of are you having a stroke, Pam?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So people
instead he was a dumb boomer and was just like didn't get the joke and was like, are you having a stroke? That's not how you say that.
Right.
Except he was pretending to be Dwight, but no one got it.
And then somebody was like,
context, people, context.
And somebody else was like, it's a quote from the show. And I was like, this is not an Office subreddit. This is the Good Place subreddit. And he goes, oh, so nobody watches both of those shows? And I was like, context.
Noice. You should have commented noice.
Noice.
Toit.
After that. Noice. Cool, 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 cool.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if you wanted Dan, was it Dan Harmon, right? Who is it?
What?
Who's the creator again?
Michael Schur.
Michael Schur. Like, go to the Michael Schur subreddit.
Exactly.
If you want to mix and mingle your Michael Schur shows.
Yeah. And then I was like, you seem like you're in a really bad mood today. I hope that you feel better. Maximum Derek. And he goes, thanks for telling me how much better you are than me. What a good person you are. And I was like, nope, just trying to be nice. Like, I'm just trying to be nice on
the Pobuddy's perfect.
Pobuddy's nerfect. Pobuddy's nerfect. So
calm down.
Calm down. I also had somebody call me a Trumper on the internet the other day.
Yeah, you were real hot about that.
I was furious. I was seeing red. So the first thing, it's time for Maggie Rants. It's time for Maggie Rants.
I'm going to start sending you Trump gifts like way more often now. Yeah. I almost replied to that with a Trump gif. And then I was like,
she's too heated.
It's not the time. She's too heated
to find this funny right
exactly.
now.
Exactly. She's too angry to laugh this one off.
Yeah. So the first thing was that I was already angry at what the original person had posted. Right. So they posted a map of the 1972 election where George McGovern lost 72 is the year, 49 states. He lost 49 states. So it's just the country is red except for Massachusetts. Like that is what it was and compared it to Bernie. And I have been hearing that for my entire adult life as a voter. Okay. Like I've been, that's okay. I got it. You can take a break. I've been hearing, you know, like you can't, progressives are unelectable. Remember what happened in 1972? 1972 was 48 years ago. Shit is different now.
In 1972, boomers were in their 30s.
Fox News didn't exist.
I don't have another comeback.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Like, I was just like, my grandparents were in their 30s, early 40s. Scott's parents were in their mid-30s.
Yeah, my parents were in their 30s.
Yeah, so
no.
Greatest Generation was voting.
20s. My parents were in their 20s.
Your parents are younger. Yeah, they're in their 20s.
My parents were in their 20s.
My parents were in their 20s.
I couldn't even math.
No, my parents weren't in their 20s yet.
Yeah, they were. They were like under 20.
16.
Yeah.
55 and 56.
That's a fucking long time ago. Yeah. Shit has changed. And I just am so tired of boomers and old Gen Xers waggling their fingers at me, being like, meh, meh, meh. Like, I have literally heard that my whole adult life. Like, remember what happened in 72? So I just went, I was not nice in the comment. And I was like, this rhetoric is bullshit. I've been hearing it my whole adult life. Do you want to know what's happened since I've been an adult? The moderates have lost. Al Gore lost. John Kerry lost. Hillary Clinton lost. I was like, you boomers need to get the fuck over this. Well, woo! The boomers got real mad at me. They were salty.
Listen here, you millennial. Yeah. You just don't understand. We are losing our perspective in this country. We are forgetting what is right and how we used to be. Make America great again.
And I was like, and they, she like seriously not all.
Did I nail it?
Nailed it. But she also not all boomered me. And I was like, did I say all? Like, I specifically said, I'm tired of hearing this from people who were alive then, meaning that's who's been telling me that. And I said, the people who are still salty about it need to get over it. So if you aren't still salty about 72, I wasn't fucking talking to you.
I wasn't born, so I don't know.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. People have been saying that for forever. So anyway, that's already a thing that pisses me the fuck off. I'm so overhearing that. I've told my mom many times, I think that her generation has PTSD from the 72 election. I think they do. And they need to stop. They need to stop being like, I know what will help this. More centrism. More moderatism. Like, that's not fucking helping. So anyway, I just got real salty. And then this woman called me a Trumper and said that I was like, I'm a really active. It was in a political group, a like Democratic political group. I was like, I'm a really active member of this group. And she goes, no, you're a Trumper because of the generalizations that you made. Like you need like that I wasn't smart enough. And I was like, did I say all? And then she goes, then you should have said some.
Go fuck yourself, lady.
Yeah, I hate her. Nancy. Her name was Nancy. Tell me that. Oh, I blocked her on Facebook. I was like, fuck off. She said I needed to apologize. And I said, no, I don't apologize to rude people.
You can confirm that with my grandmother.
Isn't that the most boomer name, though, too? Nancy. Mm-hmm. God.
Karen.
Ugh. Sure thing, Nancy.
Cheryl.
Judy, such a boomer name.
I'm just naming all my cousins now. Shirley,
Barbara.
I might have a Barbara somewhere.
Kathy.
Yeah, that's Chris's mom.
Let's just
Diane.
Ooh, such a good one.
Jan.
Ooh, also good. Also Janet.
Sandra.
Ooh. Yes, Sandra.
A big Sandy is probably Republican, but little Sandy is not. She's a Democrat and broken. She's the one I told you is brokenhearted that everyone in her family comes after her now. Huh. She's like literally the only Democrat in the family besides me. I had to private message her. I was like, I support you in all your posts. I just can't publicly comment on them.
Right. So I had a job interview this week, and I got in my head about it so hard. And then I also got there early because I had to park in downtown Ann Arbor. And you never fucking know how long that shit's going to take. Right. You never know. Right? So
when we made our dinner reservations in New Orleans, the restaurant literally told us to arrive 45 minutes early so you can find parking.
Yeah.
And walk to the restaurant.
Right. And you were like, well, that doesn't apply, but thank you.
Not to us, but, you know,
right.
Others.
Right. So I got there really early, and I did have to drive around the block twice, but I didn't spend more than like 5 minutes doing so. And I drove around two different blocks, obviously. I'm not circling the same block. I'm not an idiot.
I would have.
And then I ended up finding a parallel spot right in front of the building. And then I went in there, so I'm 25 minutes early for my appointment, and I just like sat there freaking out in my head the whole time. And then when she finally came down and introduced herself to me, I just burst into tears. I started crying. So I definitely am getting...
Well, how'd she react?
I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm just so nervous. I haven't applied for a job in like 12 years. And I just sat here and got really into my head about it. I'm just so anxious about this because I haven't done it in so long. And she was like, it's okay. I'm a Pisces. I understand. You're allowed to have feelings.
Aw, that's amazing.
Really sweet. It was really sweet.
She sounds like your people.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked her a lot.
So you have not heard back yet?
Nope. And I asked her how much that I would be making because this was a thing that I haven't known yet. And she was like, yeah, I can't tell you. I don't know.
Ugh.
I don't like that.
Nope. She knows. She just doesn't want to scare away good people.
Yeah. When she tells me that it's $10 an hour, I'm going to be like, yeah, no, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
My time is worth more than that.
Yeah. Would you do 16?
Yeah, I would do 16.
18?
I would do 16, 18 for that. I mean, you know, part of me knows that, like, the Y provides services and doesn't have a ton of money. Like, they are not, like, a super, super rich organization, and that they offer scholarships and they want poor people to be able to participate. So, like, I get that they are not a wealthy company, and I get that. But I would do 16, 18. But if they're going to tell me 10 or 12, I'm going to turn it down.
Yeah.
Do you think that's reasonable?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's also your budget, and you need to make that decision, so.
I just care about your opinion.
I mean, I threw out 16, 18, so to me, that seems reasonable for that particular position and what they were asking you to do.
Yeah.
Because it is still Ann Arbor.
Right.
They don't know where you live.
Well, you know, I told them I live in Dexter. That's still not fucking cheap.
Yeah.
Dexter's gotten real expensive in the past few years. Mm-hmm. They're building those fucking ridiculous condos in downtown. Who wants a luxury condo in downtown Dexter for $500,000?
I don't think I will ever forget the conversation I had with someone out here in Livingston County who also worked for a nonprofit. She was leaving them, and it was an event planner position at like the local nature center or something. And I was like, interested because I have outdoor experience from a long time ago and I'm a planner, so I was like, oh really, well how much, if you don't mind me asking, how much do you think it will pay? And she's like, oh, it's real good money. And she looked at me very deadpan and serious, $16 an hour. God damn it,
somebody forgot to put their phone on airplane mode. I'm not blaming you.
She's like, it's really good money. And I looked at her and I did the face you just did. I was like, oh, yeah.
I did the like, like fake smile, like, eyes wide.
This is a few years ago. And at that time, I made like $26 an hour. I was like, okay. Uh-huh. And who the fuck is calling me at 9 o'clock at night?
Some person.
Probably DTE. I owe them money.
Whoops. Whoopsie doodle.
They'll get it Friday on payday. Calm down.
Yeah, of course. Of course. I also have a new homeless boyfriend.
Legit?
No. I just talked to him for a long time last week. So he was the one, I posted about it on Facebook, where he asked me for money. And I was like, I had a really like expensive car repair lately, so things are real tight, so I don't have anything I can help you out with today. And then I was like, hang on, let me do my like bottom of the purse dig and see what change I come up with. And he was like, no, that's okay. You probably need it more than me. And I was like, I don't need the bottom of my purse changed more than you.
I would have been like, no, that's okay. Like, I don't want you to go through the work of digging out the bottom of your purse change and coming up with a handful of quarters, some lint, and chewed bubble gum.
It was not chewed bubble gum. It was a safety pin. And he asked me for it.
Like, you never know what you're going to find at the bottom of a purse.
You never know.
Approximately 3 spoons in mine.
So we talked for a really long time, and then I was like, I have to go. Like, I have to go to work. And he asked me for my number, but he hasn't used it, so. I gave it to him. What if he needed real help? I don't know. I'm a softie.
New phone, who dis?
So I didn't get his number. He was like, I can't text or call you now because I have to be on Wi-Fi. You know, because he didn't have a...
Yeah, phone. He doesn't have service. Right. He has a phone.
Exactly.
But doesn't have service. So he has to be at, like, the public library.
Exactly that.
To use the Wi-Fi.
Yep.
Just like Catherine can only use Wi-Fi on her phones.
Exactly. Exactly.
Phones.
Phoneses. What else did I write down? Ooh, I have been watching this season of The Magicians, which is so good. Last season really stressed me out, and I didn't love the direction they were going in. And even though they killed off the main character of the show, it's, like, still really good.
Ned Stark?
Yes. They killed off Ned Stark on The Magicians.
Yeah, the main character.
Yeah, it's still really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this season of The Magicians has been amazing. I've been watching that. If you want to watch, I'm sorry that I spoiled that for you. The main character dies at the end of season 4. Brace yourself. But it was written off of 3 books. And so they did the 3 books as seasons 1, 2, and 3. And so now they're just making up their own shit. And so that's why they did that.
Sounds like HBO.
Yeah, exactly. But listen, George R. R. Martin was supposed to write more books. He just never did.
It's because he got that HBO money, honey.
Yeah, you don't need to write them books.
Why don't you take a stab at it and I'll consult? And now he's going to finish his books because now he has all the ideas as well as all the fan feedback of how they want to see the story's line ends.
Yeah. I also found out yesterday, so I play, it's like Castle Story, but it's a different one. So it's a like role-playing game on your phone where you're a character and you got to do stuff. And this thing was like, spoilers, spoilers, spoilers. And I was like, I don't fucking care about spoilers for this, like I don't care what's going to happen in the main storyline of the game, right? Mm-hmm. Like, to me, there's no such thing as a spoiler for this game. And so I click on it, and I found out that in the next, like, quote-unquote year of the game, they're going to kill off my best friend.
Oh.
And I was, like, so incredibly upset about it that I couldn't sleep last night. I was like, I can't believe they kill Rowan. She's my best friend. So I'm just going to do side quests forever, and then Rowan never has to die.
There you go. I was going to say, you could just stop playing it or stop progressing in the storyline.
Yeah, I'm just going to stop progressing in the storyline. Well, I'm going to finish out this year, this quote-unquote year that I'm doing, and then I'll start the next year, and then I'll just stop doing the main storyline so that Rowan never has to die.
There you go. Change approved.
Can't believe they fucking are killing Rowan. What a bullshit. Mm-hmm. And then all the people were complaining about the stuff leading up to it. Like, you get in a fight with them and all of this other shit. And, like, you can't get out of it. Like, there's no, like...
I hate that.
I hate it when you can't make a choice that you want to make.
I was doing a lot of those choice games.
Yeah.
The romance ones.
Yeah.
And you have to pay for the good choices.
Shut up.
Yeah, you can't, they won't, it depends on which company you're going through. There were 2 different ones I was playing, and like, you can choose A or B.
Yeah.
A is your free choice, and it's shitty, and it is nowhere near what you would personally pick as a normal human being.
No human
or
would
your
choose that.
Character would choose it. And choice B is your paid choice that progresses the storyline.
Oh, God.
I'm just like, fuck you.
That's bullshit.
I got so upset at these games, I deleted them. I stopped playing them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm real mad. My best friend's going to die. Not you, Rowan.
Right, Rowan. Her other best friend.
My other best friend. My second best friend, because you're my first mm-hmm. best friend. Oh, yeah, that wasn't when we were recording. We had that conversation earlier. I was talking about how I really hate it how people are like, you should marry your best friend because Shannon's not ever going to marry me and neither is Joseph. Like, I don't get to marry my best friends, you know? And I just feel like saying that really diminishes the value of other kinds of best friendships. Romantic best friend isn't the only kind of best friend that you can have. So, and then Shannon was like, Scott's my best friend. And I was like, so you're telling me I'm your second best friend?
Yeah.
That's rude.
How dare you?
I mean, he's up there. But he wasn't my best friend when I married him. That's just like how our relationship has progressed.
Yeah.
So my hormone monster will be replaced in a few months.
With Baby Yoda?
With a Van Gogh pop to go with my Van Gogh.
Oh, that's cool.
Lantern that's right there.
I love that.
Oh, we do have 6 Baby Yodas on order. Oh,
Jesus, pop heads. Can't wait.
I have 2 mechanical Baby Yodas on order that will arrive in time for Christmas.
I need all the Baby Yodas.
I did order a pre-order. I swore I pre-ordered a plush, but I can't find evidence of it anywhere. So I don't know if that's coming or not. Catherine has asked to go to Build-A-Bear to build one. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to touch that with a 10-foot pole. Like, that whole experience just gives me anxiety when that comes is going to happen.
What, Build-A-Bear in general?
Build-A-Bear with Baby Yoda.
I mean, you don't go on the first day.
No, they need to come up with a way to sell those.
Yeah.
You should have to make an appointment.
I agree.
You should actually have to pre-order it online and then go into Build-A-Bear.
And then pick it up. Yeah, with your
sheet. Yep. And then build it.
Yep. I agree.
It needs to be organized.
I agree with your assessment of that.
Hell, I would just pre-order it online. Please just ship it right to me.
Yeah.
I don't need to go to the store to build it.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I agree with you. Oh, Baby Yoda. What a dream. So
I'm having a lot of fun in that group.
Yes, it is. I noticed that it always tells me that you commented. So
you didn't happen to see the devastating post the other day, did you? Yesterday?
I saw a couple of devastating posts. Was that the one where he had a gunshot? Because that one was upsetting.
To his face,
oh,
right?
No, I saw one where he had a gunshot here and it was all...
That was still like, ah! So, this is going to make you cry.
I don't want to cry.
It literally ruined my afternoon.
So now I have to share it with you.
Now I have to share it with you. And I reported it and everyone hated it in the comments. They were like, I can't believe you posted this. Why would you do it? Like, why? This isn't funny. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that this is going to be a dildo.
So it is. Yes, it is. It was an animated little Yoda video. It appeared to be the mechanical Yoda.
Yeah.
And the person, like, was talking to it and then gave it a cupcake and he reacted to the cupcake and then they took the cupcake away and he got sad and then they pulled out a gun and shot his face off.
Why? I didn't see this.
Was graphic.
No.
Yes. And I went and I got like a pit of despair in my stomach and I was like, that is the most horrible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Why would you do that? That's not even funny. That's not even a joke. Like, no.
No.
And I looked at the comments and everyone was saying exactly that.
Yeah, they were like, and you're a monster.
People, yes, you're a monster. Why would you do this?
This is the Baby Yoda fans page.
And it was like, moderators, please delete.
Yeah.
And people are like, I can't find the report button. People were freaking the fuck out. So I reported it to the moderator because that's a new feature. Instead of reporting to Facebook, you can report to moderator. And then like a minute later, it was gone. So,
well, thank God I missed that. And,
yes, it was crazy.
Why would they do? Why would you do that?
But yeah, even like that realistic shot, Catherine saw it. She was like, why'd they shoot Yoda?
Aww.
And I was like, well, and I read the joke to her. I was like, it's supposed to be funny, but it's not, is it? She was like, no.
Aw, your kid.
Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'm feeling the drama of the cousin weddings. I'm feeling the pressure.
The other two?
Yeah. Yeah, Steve and Stephanie's is okay, but oh my God, Stephanie texted me today. She had a root canal, and they ended up having to pull the tooth, and it's in the front, and she's getting married in 11 days.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are they putting in a veneer or a falsie? Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, so that's what I told her. I was like, she was like, I'm going back to the dentist, and I was like, you need to ask them what your options are. Right. And then I also sent her, because the internet keeps on trying to get me to buy the fake veneers, the kind that you pop in, mm-hmm. which are like not great, but for like wedding picture day, I say go for it.
Right.
Right. Like buy yourself them $40 fake veneers so that you don't have a
pop them on your grill.
Yeah. Pop them on your grill so that you don't have a gaping hole in your mouth on your wedding day.
Mm-hmm. Or just get a grill.
Or just get a grill. Yeah, that's a great way to do it, I think. That was very smart.
Hot pink, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's her house? What's her Harry Potter house?
Oh, she is a Gryffindor, so it would be...
Oh, maroon and gold.
Ooh.
Yeah. We're going to find a picture of maroon and gold grill and send it to her.
Yes, I love that idea. So then today, later, she texted me, and she was like, this is worse. I think this is worse. She was like, they put in... a like temporary fake tooth, but it's not lined up with my other teeth. It's farther back, and now I have an overbite.
She need to get that grill.
Girl, get the grill.
Because at least the grill will like,
yeah,
will pop into her other teeth.
Right.
So it will cover all of them.
Exactly.
So like, get the grill.
That's what I'm saying. Get the grill. Get the grill. Get the grill. But no, it's the other cousins that I'm feeling anxious and shit about. So first of all, I had agreed to go to my one cousin's bachelorette party weekend, even though, like, I hate those. I didn't want to go to a bachelorette weekend. They're fucking expensive. Mm-hmm. And then my other cousin slides her wedding 6 weeks beforehand.
Nope. I would be so pissed if I was your other cousin.
Yeah, the one who did it in a normal way. So let's make up names for them. Let's call them...
The only thing popping into my head is Tweedledee and Tweedledum. But
those are so close that we wouldn't know which one. No, we would, because Tweedledee is the normal one and Tweedledum is the one who is being that kind of way about it. So, you know, Tweedledum got engaged ages ago and just has been, like, dragging her feet on getting married and just being like, I don't know, someday it's going to happen, right? And then
she steals Tweedledee's thunder and gets married 6 weeks before her.
Yeah, but then Tweedledee is on a normal, like, thing. She got engaged in June.
Last year.
Yeah. She planned her wedding for in a year and a half in November. So she had a year and a half to plan. She bought her dress. She posted a picture at dress shop. Like, she's doing things in, like, a normal progression. Mm-hmm. Sent out save the dates. Texted us that her bridal shower was on September 13th. And then a few weeks later, Tweedledum's like, my wedding is September 19th. And I responded, this year? Mm-hmm. So Tweedledum is also doing a wedding weekend away. Mm-hmm. And then I found out from Tweedledee. So I said to Tweedledee.
Maybe, now I might have changed my mind.
What?
Maybe you should give all your love and attention to Tweedledee since she's doing it appropriately. And Tweedledum doesn't get the attention because they're trying to slide it in last minute. And that's just rude.
Lame. So.
And inconsiderate.
So my other cousin.
I mean, because not only does this affect your family.
Yeah.
Because they're all family. This affects me and our vacations together.
I know it does. I know it is. I know it is.
And I was saying that to be funny.
But like, it is.
It affects everyone.
Yes. It does. I can't.
And you and I plan our vacations years in advance.
I know.
And if we know we always go on a fall trip together, we're not going to schedule something else that's going to suck our money at the same time. Or if something happens, like a wedding, you now know a year in advance.
Right.
And can plan for that.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's not as much about taking up my money as it is about taking up my time. I can't take this much time off work, you know? So anyway, Tweedledee was texting me last week, and I have another cousin, the March Hare, who everybody loves. Everybody loves the March Hare. Everybody's just like, the March Hare is the best character in Alice in Wonderland, and we all love March Hare. And I'm like, so I'm Queen of Hearts. You all,
off with their heads. You all, you know what? You have all the power as the Queen of Hearts.
I guess that's true. And I get to be just as insane as I want to be. So when Tweedledee announced that she was getting married, I was like, I just got ordained. Right. And then they're like, we're having the March Hare do it. And I was like, yeah, that tracks. And then Tweedledee was texting me last week and was like, Tweedledum also was having the March Hare do her wedding. And I was like, I offered her months ago that I would do that. Mm-hmm. And then she chose to have the same officiant as the other cousin.
You should be like, y'all know that Shannon's ordained too, and she's done 12 plus weddings.
Yeah, well, whatever. They can all just enjoy the March Hare.
Suck it!
I actually don't want to go to either of them. I feel so left out and so, like, demanded upon to do shit that I don't want to go to. I actually canceled on Tweedledee's vacation bridal weekend. I was like, I don't want to do any of this. I don't even want to go to the weddings. Like, I already don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck you all. Leaving me out on purpose.
It's going to be all them and their girlfriends anyway.
I know.
And you will be like the left out aunt sitting at the table with all your aunt. You're not even the aunt, but like that's what you will look like.
I know.
The older relative that's sitting with all your aunts and uncles and Joseph while them and all their girlfriends are giggling and laughing on the dance floor.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't even sweat it, man.
Yeah. I was
like, get real fucking drunk.
Real upset. Let's just skip both their weddings and get real fucking drunk. The other thing I'm angry about is so Tweedledee.
Oh, so you canceled on Tweedledee's bachelorette. How'd she take that?
I haven't told her.
Oh. I haven't told her yet.
I just told the girl who was organizing it. I told her cousin from the other side of the family who I've literally never met. Shannon's giving me a look.
Oh, no. Maggie Mayville.
I've got tons of time to tell her.
She already knows.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck her. So, the weekend before my birthday.
All right, Kara Danvers, hiding your secret from your BFF.
The weekend before my birthday, I almost always go visit Joseph and have brunch. I like spend the weekend before my birthday visiting my favorite people. Well, Tweedledee's wedding is that weekend. And so at Christmas, fully fucking with her, I said, oh, cool. Can I bring my birthday cake to your wedding? Which I was a joke. But like, she's very like sweet and diplomatic and was like, yeah, I guess. and then like less than a week later at our uncle's funeral, I was like, you know that I was folly fucking with you when I asked you that. That was a complete joke and I wouldn't do that.
She was like, oh, okay.
Oh, no, you know what she said when I said that was she said, you can do it at like the present unwrapping brunch the next day. What are you ahing about?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, no, me neither.
Still her big day.
Right. Big day part two. But she fucked up my birthday weekend. I don't get to do my favorite little tradition. And I don't get to go on our fall trip. No, if I don't go to either of these weddings, let's just go on a fall trip. Let's just do it.
You have to go to their weddings.
I don't want
to
go.
Their feelings will be really hurt if they don't go.
My feelings are really hurt right now. Fuck them. Making huge demands and not including me in shit. Shannon's looking at me like I'm insane. Shannon's, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I don't want to go to them.
When do your new meds kick in?
That is literally what my therapist said to me today. I had this conversation with her today, and she goes, these are big decisions, and you don't have to make them now. You can wait until you are on your new medication and feeling more stable.
Really glad that your therapist and I are on this, have been on the same page multiple times in the last few months.
I don't know why I've been struggling so hard with everything lately, man. Being a person is hard.
Things are changing too. Yeah. Like with these weddings, with all these new commitments, your family dynamic is changing. And all the traditions you love and hold near and dear to you are now all going to change.
Yep.
And it's all going to be different.
Yeah.
And it's all going to be difficult.
Right.
So right. I get it. Like, you're the oldest.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, those girls are your jam. And you're all really close.
Yes.
But, like, you're still, like, the big sister.
Right. That's true.
You know?
That's true. And even my shit-ass ex, who I've been talking to lately, said, like, they're closer with the March hair. Like, the three of them were really close in age, and they grew up with that closeness. Like, it makes sense that they would both ask her. And I was like, shut the fuck up. Get out of here with your logic.
Stop being reasonable. You're supposed to validate my feelings and tell me they're wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah, actually, so he and I saw each other together at the Dirty Show. I went to the Dirty Show. He was also going to the Dirty Show.
Dirty Show.
I agreed to, like, meet up with him in person for the first time in 5 years. And he was so nervous about this that he got shit-face drunk. Which reminded me of our first ever episode of our podcast where he did that exact same thing. And I go, oh, thank God you didn't make an ass of yourself. Good thing. Good thing you didn't do that. So finally, at one point in the evening, I said to him, like, you're upsetting me. You can continue to hang out with me and stop drinking, or you can keep drinking and leave me alone. And he left. He wandered away. Mm-hmm. So, and he was like, later, he apologized to me and then was like, I'm really sorry about that. And I'm really impressed that you had boundaries and enforced them. And tell me more about this therapy that you've been doing. So the reason I'm still talking to him is because he's been asking me about, like, therapy and stuff. It kind of was a wake-up call to him that he needed to get sober for real.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked for antabuse, whatever it's called. And, yeah, that's that story. And is going to the clinic here in Brighton, the, you know,
yeah,
rehab, like clinic.
The rehab clinic.
But he's outpatient. He's not inpatient. Mm-hmm. So good for him.
Yeah.
Fucking finally. Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. How long has that kid needed to go to rehab, for fuck's sake?
10 years.
At least.
Yeah.
At least. So that's that story. And then my psycho aunt from the other side of the family has been calling and harassing my grandma. And grandma called me at 11:30 on Thursday night. And I answered the phone and was like, what's wrong, grandma? So she was apparently hallucinating. She told my grandma that my uncle was slurring his words and was bleeding from his head and was out in the street, and then that he was laying on the ski hill. And my grandma was like, I don't even know what that means. And I was like, well, it sounds like she's making shit up.
Or she murdered him.
One of these two things happened. So I told grandma to call the sheriff's department for that county and ask them to do a welfare check.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure he was okay. He was. His phone was just off because he had pneumonia and went to bed at like 8 p.m. And so while his wife is insane, drunk dialing my grandma in the middle of the night and working her up and making her upset, my uncle was just passed out because he's sick.
Sleeping like a baby.
So that was a lot of emotional labor that I had to do this week, too. It's no wonder I'm having a hard time. Shit's fucked up.
A lot of emotions.
That's a lot of feelings.
Catherine's been having a lot of feelings lately, too.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I tried to... I don't even feel like it was a correction. I was just trying to help her be more effective.
Mm-hmm.
And she got real mad at me, stormed off, cried. I'm really annoyed with how she whines literally everything. Like, how do you not smack your child? Everything she says is like, nah, I wanted that. Meh, 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 meh. Ah, but I won't.
I'm really high right now, so... No, I think she has a little anxiety and puts a lot of pressure on herself because I put a lot of pressure on her. And so I do think school's tough for her.
Yeah.
Eight hours a day performing at school. And then when you come home, like, this is the place to let it all out.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been happening more and more lately.
Yeah.
It's just, she just, like, needs to decompress, and it's just the emotions are just coming out. So I talked about that with my doctor today, and I was like, I need to be on something because
yeah,
we don't survive 5. How am I going to handle 15?
No, yeah, that's true.
So, and that's Catherine and I have had two conversations about that recently as well. It's like, honey, you and I need to work on our relationship now and get it straight now so that when you're a teenager, we don't murder each other.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
She fell asleep with me in her arms last night.
Aww. That's really amazing. That's really cute.
That's amazing.
That's so, so cute. Oh, she's giving you them snugs.
I know. Oh. I even wrote her an email about it.
Into her little email thing?
Yeah, which I never use, so I'm glad I finally started.
That's nice. Smells real nice.
I got her a real one. I got her name. Hey, Catherine Wilhelm, 14.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, your year were born. It's a classic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's better than Kitty Cat Wilhelm.
Yeah.
We'll let her keep that for her junk mail.
And for her
Pornhub.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yep, for her.
Her Pornhub subscription.
For her sex work. Yeah. Yep.
Her FetLife.
Yeah, exactly. Login. Exactly.
Her AdamandEve.com account.
I love it. Perfect. Perfect.
Anyway. I think that's about it. Nothing. I'm going to get another tattoo.
Yeah.
Dead dad equals new tattoo.
That's how Shannon rolls.
That's how I roll. So my artist was having a little sale, kind of like a BOGO. But give me this much money, I'll double it. So I have a hefty little gift certificate to use now on something substantial if I want.
Yeah.
More than a tiny tattoo. So I have to go in and chat with him about what to do next. I'm kind of loving the watercolor cherry blossoms.
Those are really pretty. Those are really, really pretty. And it's bigger than anything you've ever gotten before.
Yes. So. And I've always wanted a sugar skull, but that's commitment I can't commit to.
Oh, that would be sweet.
They have to be substantial. They have to be a substantial piece to really fully appreciate all the detail work.
I agree. And you would have to get a big sugar skull.
I'd have to get like a quarter sleeve, and I don't know if I can... At least a shoulder piece.
Yeah, you would have to get a shoulder piece.
Yeah.
To get a sugar skull that looked good.
Or like a full calf.
I mean, you could do a sugar skull that was little, but it would look bad in 5 years.
Yeah. I just have to have less detail. And then I just have a skull.
Right. That's not as good.
With big teeth.
That's not as good.
And heart eyes. So, I kind of was pondering, like, having Catherine draw me something. Because parents have been doing that. That's a new tattoo trend, to have your child draw something and get it tattooed.
See, yeah. That's that arm that you're talking about. That one's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Big. Yes, they are big. We're looking at sugar skull tattoos, you guys. That one's definitely on a calf.
Did you see the Disney ones I found on Etsy?
No.
Disney sugar skulls.
Oh, what is my favorite movie?
There's an Ursula one, man. Oh. It's beautiful.
No, I meant that I love Coco and watch it all the time.
Oh, yeah, Coco.
Because that's the Mexican one with sugar skulls.
Yes. Anyway.
Ay, mi familia, oiga, mi gente. Oops, I can't do that. So Disney will shut our podcast down. I've actually been seeing that going around the internet lately. It's like, next time, you know, like Gun Girl shows up at an event or Ann Coulter or anyone, they want to get yelled at. They want to be like, I'm not welcome, blah, blah, blah. So what you should do is not engage with them at all. And play Disney music really loud so the videos of it can't be anywhere.
Because aren't they just shutting down Star Wars stuff?
Are they?
Currently?
I didn't hear that.
There's a lot of cease and desist disorders on Etsy for Baby Yoda stuff.
Oh, he's yeah.
He's trademarked.
Yeah, I did hear that.
But, like, everything else is still going strong. So I think there's something with Lucasfilms and Star Wars stuff that's different from everyone else.
This guy messaged me the other day and said, hi, this is John. Do you have Kick, Skype, or Google Hangouts? I was wondering if you would exchange pictures with me. And I just responded, no. That was all I said. No.
That's like a legit message.
Yeah.
Someone just rando messaged you.
And then he blocked me with hashtag by Felicia.
Okay, tiny dick.
And so I said that. I sent that to my friend Abby, and I was like, oh no, he blocked me.
Oh no, he blocked me for having boundaries.
And then she goes, how are you going to be objectified now?
How is he going to show you his dick pics?
I'm never going to get to say
I'm so upset. Oh, no.
Are you ready for Internet Thing of the Week?
Yes.
I really wanted to post this, but every time I go to post it, I'm like, this shit's too dark. Due to financial reasons, I will be passing away. And then, did you ever play Super Mario Brothers 3 on the NES?
It's my favorite.
It's my favorite. Yeah. I will try to argue with people that it's the best video game of all time, and they're like,
it's
better than...
It's my favorite. I can get the farthest in that one.
I love it. So it says, so tell me, when did you start stressing out? It's a picture of the Match 3 game from Super Mario Brothers 3.
I saw that as an art piece on some picture on the internet. So they took the Match 3 and they mixed them up as a 9-square art piece. It was really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool. All right, so that was our internet thing of the week. Two of them.
Yeah.
You got two.
We have PenguinCon coming up at the end of March.
Is it already? End of March.
Is it already? No, end of April. Sorry. End of April.
I was like,
because it's the weekend before Violet's birthday this year.
Yeah, normally it's that same weekend. Normally it's been the first weekend in May lately.
Yeah.
But this year it's the last weekend of March.
Yeah. April.
April.
Yeah, April.
No, March comes after March.
Oh, okay.
It's a joke from Simpsons.
Oh, okay. I didn't get it.
That's okay. It's okay if you don't get it. It's just like me and... Did you have a stroke?
Right?
I was like, well, you're an ableist asshole. Not realizing that he's quoting Dwight Schrute.
In all fairness, who quotes Dwight?
Who quotes Dwight?
Right?
Nobody.
It's true. Like, that's like the only thing I know in quote. Because he's such a dick.
He's such a dick.
I don't even want to waste my time memorizing his shticks. So yeah, PenguinCon, we submitted a few panels. Haven't heard back yet, but I'm sure we'll be fine.
Oh, no. I do quote Dwight on one thing, which is, R is one of the harshest letters that exists. That's why it's called murder and not muckduck. Like, I call murder muckduck now because of that ridiculous line of saying that R is one of the most threatening letters that exists. That's why it's called murder and not muckduck.
That's hilarious.
Yes. But the thing is, he's being a condescending asshole when he says it.
Yes.
But when I say it, I'm it's fully funny. Kidding. Yes, exactly. Oh, my God. I do have another wedding drama thing about the most upcoming one. So, remember how
my... Dumbs?
Nope.
No.
No, Stephen's death.
Oh, okay.
So, remember how my mom wouldn't get me my own hotel room?
Yeah, so you got your own.
So, I got my own hotel room. And she goes, I am going to pay for Stephanie's hotel room for her bachelorette party night.
You're like, bitch.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yep. Well, at least I'm only paying for one night instead of two nights.
Right. You're like, great. Now I get like, a first free night.
I was like, but that's in my name. And she was like, yeah, it's fine. I'm just going to call. And I was like, okay, but I'm staying for two nights. Like, I finally had to admit it to her.
Okay, well.
I actually don't really feel like I need the second night. What I need is the morning before the morning and day before the ceremony to, like, get ready alone in my hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't necessarily need that night, but I don't want to have to check out at checkout time. I want to check out, like, 4 hours after checkout time.
Right. You want it to, like, 3 in the afternoon.
Right.
Yeah.
That's not a thing you get to do.
No.
So they just charge you for the whole next day.
You can, but you might as well stay.
Exactly. Have the bed to self. A starfish right. On that motherfucker.
Duh! Scott was like, I think we need a king-size bed. Because now we have a kid and a dog.
Yeah. Dude, I had a queen-size bed, and I did not fit in that thing with a Mark and a cat. Like, Mark was always flopping around because he was getting off of drugs, and then my cat sleeps big. I mean, I struggled to share a full-size bed with my cat because he is such a bed hog. And so in my queen-size bed, I would only sleep in this, like, tiny fetal position ball because that's all I could fit on the queen-size bed.
I told Scott we would never get a king-size because it's too big.
Yeah.
Because I have to roll over twice to find him.
For snuggling.
But now that we have a kid and a dog between us.
Yeah, when's the last time you even snugged, Shannon?
We snug. We do.
With the kid and a dog in between you?
No. The dog has been snuggling in the morning.
Gotcha.
The kid snuggles till I go to bed. Okay. And then I put her in her bed. On her cot
behind in your room.
We're working on it, Maggie.
Not judging.
She's gonna be my only one, so whatever.
I'm judging your child for her weird, like, yeah. Position on this.
Yeah.
Not you.
We gotta get that bunk bed secure.
Yeah. I think you should get a twin bed and put it sticking out like perpendicularly from the mm-hmm. over bed. Mm-hmm. Then she can sleep on the ground bed.
Well, I've threatened to put her cot under her bed and she can just sleep there.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
She doesn't want that.
I don't care.
No, that was a question. Oh, she doesn't want that.
We just haven't done it yet.
I see. All right, well, let's wrap this shit up.
All right, wrap it up.
Like a dick. Find us everywhere.
Noise.
Talk to us. We like to hear from you. But only if you say nice things. If you say mean things. Bye, Felicia. I'll block you. I'll block you for not sending me nudes. That More Thing on Facebook and stuff. And then you can also interact with me on Twitter. I am Maggie, at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon, at Shannon's Party.
Motherfuck, I forgot to check what number. 225 or something else like that. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. 'Cause it's a beautiful night.
it the look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I wanna marry you.